And I have to ask about COVID. I mean, your final year has been so, or final 2 years, I guess, been so bizarre in the teaching world. What's that been like?
It has been challenging, but I am so fortunate that Petersburg has the infrastructure to be able to support students in online learning, and we were prepared for it. I mean, that was kind of our goal, and we've always been working with students when they're traveling to be able to have them to have access to the curriculum that's going on in the classroom. A few years back, we invested in RingCentral to be able to have kids call in when they're gone. And so we really were ready for it. I don't know if that's really the right term, but we were in the right positions to be able to transition smoothly into an online environment. And I think we did that with a lot of professionalism and grace last spring. And as much as it would have been nice to finish out the year in person, I think we did a phenomenal job, K-12, providing education for our students. And then this fall, when we rolled back going yellow to begin with, and then being able to go green after a month was pretty incredible when most schools in the state of Alaska are just now going back to in-person learning.
Throughout it all, some of the classes had part in person and part online as well, too, right? So as a teacher, you're struggling with that.
Yeah, it was a hybrid, and that is really challenging because you have students on your computer that you have to interact with, as well as the students in the classroom. And as a teacher, I like moving around. I don't like staying in one spot. And so that was hard too, to try to keep that physical distance away from students. And but also trying to let all the students know that, hey, I'm here. If you need help, I'm here. Just I can reach out in whatever way possible. And I guess, a term that I think is usually used for colleges is office hours. I mean, here we were at the high school saying, hey, call in for our office hours. We're here to help you. So
A pretty amazing job. And do you, when you look back on a career, do you have favorite memories from your time in teaching, or things that stand out, years that were special, or?
well, I just consider that I was very fortunate to come into the middle school when Betty Barr was still teaching. And she really, I guess, helped to guide me, encourage me to just develop those foundational skills I needed for a lifetime as an educator. So all the time with her in the middle school, I think we had phenomenal staff. Joanne came in to join that, Joanne Day. Rick Brock is still one of the other ones remaining, and Dan Sullivan had spent time in the middle school too. So it was just a great team of teachers to work with. The high school's been great too, great educators. And I was pretty fortunate when I moved to the high school that I moved up with a class of 2010, I believe it was. And that to see them from sixth grade all the way through their senior year in high school, that was probably one of the most rewarding experiences that I've had as an educator, because I could really see the growth and development that they had, and to watch them become the young adults that are coming back to our community and still keeping in touch with them and seeing what they're doing is pretty amazing.
You've seen your own sons go through the system as well
Yeah.
and grow up with the classes.
Yeah, and that's was really fun. And I think one thing that Petersburg does a great job with is not pigeonholing a kid into a certain, well, this is the mold that your older sibling had, and allowing kids to be able to develop at their own pace and become who they are and explore different avenues. I mean, we're pretty fortunate for a school our size to have career technical education classes available for our students with the shop, with culinary now, with food science, with some of the marine science classes that are being taught. It's pretty phenomenal that our kids have a breadth of classes that they can choose from.
And pretty lucky to have, you mentioned some of the longtime teachers who've been around and to have that kind of stability in a teaching workforce too over the years.
And I think that has been the success of our school district, is the longevity of the staff that really cares and nurtures all of the students and works with families well. And I think just in this last year, I think the community has realized also that integral role that the school plays, and one of the gears to keep this community running and moving, and that we have to play roles with the assembly, you know, and the hospital and all these different pieces, that it's, we're working together as one, and which really makes Petersburg a wonderful community.
And the decision for you to retire, how did that come about? Was it just time, or?
I think, you know, I think with anything, Craig and I probably 10 years ago just started to think long term, you know, the boys, Nels and Casey, were moving forward in middle school, then high school, and thinking, okay, what's the long-range plan? And just thinking about that and trying to make it work that if I chose to retire at 25, I could. And here I am at 26 years. Craig and I think one of the big decisions is our schedules are so different. And when he's busy, I'm off. I'm, you know, I have the summers, and he's moving at 120%, 150%, and it just seems like it's time to be able to take some trips, mm-hmm. you know, when things open up a little bit more, be able to travel, go visit the boys. And I think also because Nels is fishing in the summer up in Bristol Bay, and he's moving on, and Casey with his program that he's doing at Cal Maritime, he's busy in the summer, and I want to be able to see both my kids, mm-hmm. and so this will allow a little bit more flexibility. I also have some siblings with different health things, and I want to be able to go see them and mm-hmm. be with them. As and my mom's 88, so.
But you guys plan to stay in Petersburg?
Oh yeah, yeah, we this is home. We're gonna build a new house, and mm-hmm. it's gonna be an adventure in and of itself. And but yeah, Petersburg's home. We don't see ourselves leaving the community.
That'll keep you busy, new house project.
Yeah.
Are there things you'd like to talk about as you look back on 26 years? Or?
Yeah, it's I've had a little bit of time to reflect, and I think some of my most fond memories of helping be the assistant coach for the high school swim team as well as Viking Swim Club for a little bit when I was first in town. It was just awesome to work with the group of students and then swimmers and watch them grow and see them move on. And some of them swim at the collegiate level and giving back to swimming as well. And I think those are some really good memories. And I think also when Dr. Rob Thomason was here, he gave me an opportunity to work with a grant with the school district, and that helped me grow professionally. It definitely stretched me. I was a little nervous heading into it, but successfully we completed that grant. I think we ended up supposed to be 4 years. I mean, I think we might have ended up with 5, and then that led into a much smaller grant that I've been able to keep working with the health and wellness of the students and focusing on physical activity and wellness activities for students and staff.
That's led to a number of changes at the school, simple things like touchless water bottles and that kind of thing, and water fountains, and just a healthy message for students, right?
Yeah, and I think one of the goals that I really had moving into that first really large grant that we called the Healthy Living Grant, I sat down and just tried to think, you know, if we lose the funding all of a sudden, what is the greatest impact without having a financial strain on the district? And it's like, well, if we have this money, okay, water bottle. We need help. Water's great. We need to encourage kids to be drinking water and having it accessible. And little did we know, it's also what we needed in the pandemic so kids could have water. And other just minor things in supporting, whether it's activities at the elementary school, being able to purchase new equipment for outside, or providing books on nutrition for kids at the elementary school, or supporting curriculum materials. Same thing with middle school and high school, being able to support the culinary classes and the food science class that Awana Ward's been teaching the last 2 years has been pretty amazing. And you can see just a slight change in the culture. And it's been a lot of fun working with Carly Johnson McIntosh with what she does at food service, and she has different perspective and ideas that she brings to the table, and together we've been able to work as a really good team to provide some changes, real positive changes for our students.
Very cool. Thanks for the time. Did we miss anything important? Or?
Well, I just like to say thank you to the community for and trusting your kids, your in my classroom, and I've really enjoyed teaching all the students that have walked through my doors, and I think there's just a little piece of each of my students that I probably still carry with me and that I've learned from them as much as I hope they've learned from me, and they've helped me grow as a educator. And so,
do you still hear back from any of them? Do they ever check back?
Yeah. And it's been kind of fun. I've been, you know, getting in when I can for master swimming and seeing some of the former swimmers that I coached, and I'm swimming with them. And it's just, I leave there and I would have to say my heart is full, that it's kind of come full circle, that I've helped them coach. I've helped coach them, and we're swimming together and we're laughing together. And then to see some of my former swimmers, their kids are swimming now with Viking Swim Club, and when I'm on the deck helping stroke and turn or refereeing, it's just so much fun. It brings me a lot of joy and happiness.